today how to make it to heaven. So especially for the children, they need to hear from the priest that the priest may confirm what the parents have been teaching them. It's important. How to make it to heaven in these moments, so difficult moments everywhere. So we have to first to learn, we have to remember the catechism. There are three enemies of God, of Jesus, of the soul. We have to be fighting against these three enemies every day, every hour, every minute. Because they don't want nothing good for us. They want to kill us. They want to send us to hell. They want us to lose our souls. So first, to remember that, to remind that to the children especially. This life is a spiritual battle. We are here to fight constantly, together with God and the Blessed Virgin Mary, against those enemies, against those evil things which are trying to make us harm our souls, our families. So first we have to be aware, we have to remember that, remind ourselves that we have three bad enemies, three bad entities which they mean bad to us, which is the most powerful and dangerous is pride. Pride. Even the 3 years old, they have pride. So this is why education, even for the children, is to focus on discipline, obedience, to focus in making straight our behavior constantly, because we have the tendency to be moved by our pride. When you say, I don't like this, this is pride. Because we are not here to do what you like or what you don't like. We are here to do what God likes. It's a different question, you see. When if something is difficult for your life, you don't want to do something or it's difficult for you. You don't say, I don't like. No, you never said that. You say, oh, Lord, I don't like, but to help me, you, it seems that you like me, you like me to do this because my parents, they are here for me. You sent my parents in my life. Therefore, I must obey to them, but it's difficult. So instead of saying, I don't like, you should say, Jesus likes, my parents likes, even if I don't like, I will do it. That's what you should supposed to be doing. This is the way to fight against pride. Because believe me, very often, we want something different than what God wants from us. For example, God wants obedience. If your father, your mother gives you something that you don't like, you should say, oh Lord, you want me to accept this because it comes from you and from my mother. Therefore, even if I don't like, I will take it. I will eat it, or I will do it. Yes? And usually, also you have to understand that another way to defeat pride is charity. So you think rather in the others more than yourself. So you are trying to make pleasing life for your brothers and sisters, your cousins, rather than trying to look how to please yourself. It's a charity. To look for the needs of the others, to focus on what the others want and what the others like, and to try to fulfill their wishes, forgetting about ourselves. It's a constant battle, you see. We have to do this very often, so often. And you will tell me, how you do it, Father? How you will do it? How you do this? How you defeat this pride? And the answer is the Blessed Virgin Mary. She was appointed by God as our mother with all the graces, all the strength, all the wisdom, all the help that we need. She is going to provide for us. So this is why before you do something, before you eat, before you go to bed and sleeping, you must speak with Mary and to ask her to bless you, to accompany you, to help you to fulfill your duties, to pray well, and to obey, and to learn more, and to love more God. This is what you have just supposed to be doing during the day. During the day, many times a day, you say, Lord, I love you, and help me to love you more, and your mother. To speak with God, he's your best friend, he's your God, your Father, and the Blessed Virgin Mary. They're with you the whole time. Day and night, they are with you. Always. So the second enemy we have to fight, you can notice, which is a bit difficult fight, is people in the world, almost the great majority, they behave in an evil manner, against God's commandments, against God's will. So this is why we pray for people, we try to help them, but we don't imitate them, we don't associate with them if they are not willing to convert or to be near to God, right? So it's why we have to be different from the world, from the standards of the world. For example, one of these things which are more dangerous, especially for children, is TV and video games. Extremely dangerous. Talking of the world, which takes away the Catholic charity and charitable spirit. Yes. So that the children may know that come from the priest also. But it's TV, video games, is not good. Maybe once in a while, with the information of the parents, yes, you trust them, they will tell you, yes, they will do it. They will supervise, they want the best for you. So that's why you are entrusted to your parents. But you just have to know that the world enters in our families, in our life. The evilness of the world enters to, especially through the TV, bad friends, and video games. Yeah? So the other enemy, which is the less powerful, we should never fear him, but exists, is the devil. The devil is the third enemy, less powerful than the world, and less powerful than pride. But still, you have to watch out. It's why you have to pray every day, awake in the morning, you say your prayers, as your parents told you. And this is why during the day you have to pray to Mary and to Jesus. And this is why during the day you have to be attentive at rosary. If you pray your rosary well, the Blessed Virgin Mary promised us to protect us in everything and to help us until the end of our life to make it to heaven. That's why you have to pray, to make the effort to pray your rosary well. And the best way to pray the rosary well is to force your pride, yes, to defeat your pride, not to want something else, but to pray. And also, you know what, to pray God for the grace, to ask the Mary for the grace, the help you need to pray well. Also remember, especially the children, because they need to hear from the priest these things. Remember that whatever you ask from God, he will give it to you. He promised. He said to us 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, many times, he said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock the door and it will be opened upon you. Because each one who asks, receive from me. Each one who seeks from me something will find it. Anyone who knocks at the door of my heart will find always an answer from me. So I want you to rely always on prayer. Have great confidence in the prayer, especially you children. When you pray to God, it's very powerful because he sees you, he sees that you are asking something. and he is going to be given to you, especially to children. God always. I will tell you a story. This story should put in your mind the power of prayer for children. In Vietnam, it's very Catholic. South Vietnam is very Catholic country. So what happened? There are farmers, plenty farmers, and very poor people. So they don't have means to water their trees, their plantations, their harvest. So they rely upon the rain for their living, to survive. So when they start planting, you know, the seed, the fruits, the corn, the what they need to feed themselves, when they finish sowing it, they need rain, they need water, drink water. So what they do, the Vietnamese, they take all the children outside on the fields, they place the children kneel down, they tell children, kneel down. Now you are going to pray God and the Blessed Virgin Mary, ask them to rain now. So the children start asking to God, Lord Jesus Mary, please rain, give us water. The trees need water, the seeds need, the plant needs water. And they told me, because I know I met them, Vietnamese, never pass more than 15, 20 minutes when it starts raining. Start raining and raining, a lot of rain. So the children start there, yes, they're taking a shower, basically. But after that, they said, it's raining, children, so don't stand up, don't go until you say, thanks to God for this rain. Now, give thanks to God for this rain, give thanks to Him. Jesus, thank you for the rain, thank you. We are happy, we will have something to eat now for our families. So after a few weeks, because those areas, it's like Orlando, it's raining and raining and raining. At some point, farmers need rain to stop. Otherwise, we'll damage the plants, the trees. So when they want rain to stop, they do the same thing. They take all the children and they bring it out of the fields and in the midst of the rain and in the midst of the muddy conditions, they said, kneel down, children. Now you are going to ask God to stop raining. So the children, in the midst of the rain, they start, Lord Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please, we don't need rain anymore, please, hear our prayers. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please help us. We don't need rain anymore, please, please. And after 15, 20 minutes, the rain stops. And they're able to harvest and to recollect the harvest and to have good fruits from the earth, you know, to keep surviving and eating and feeding themselves. So this is an example for you that prayer is the most powerful means that we have available to us. Doesn't matter how difficult it looks like, the dangers, the problems, you have to pray. Imagine that you see your father or your mother sad, crying, without a job, with a big problem. You must start praying. You go to your room, start kneeling, and you don't need to pray a lot. You just pray a few minutes or 1 minute even. You help Mary, I'm asking Mary to help your father, your mother, your neighbor. Or you saw grandma, or you see someone crying, you start praying for them. You have to do that. Because it's an obligation for us in charity to think in the others. I told you, we don't want to be prideful. So nowadays, the children are very selfish. If they see someone who is sad or in need, they don't care. They think about themselves. See, it's quite very good for children to share. You share. When you receive something from your parents, or you try to share with the others, right? This is why charity is also. When you see someone in need, you start praying for them or try to help them as you can. So remember, we have to be fighting against these true enemies constantly. Because they will not die in our lives until we don't die. we will die first than our enemies. So this life is a constant fight. This is what exactly has been lost among Catholics, the fighting spirit. This is how Catholics I have seen my life falling away or falling into mistakes or errors or heresies or bad leaders, because they don't want to keep fighting, they don't want to keep, they want some comfort, they want an easy life, they don't want contradiction in their lives, so they want to relax, they want to relax. And when you relax your weapons in a war, you are defeated. You are defeated. Yes. So this is why it's the encouragement for the children, especially for to know more about Mary, to love Mary more. You remember that Mary is with us every moment, at night and during the day. So she's given to us so that we speak to her, that we ask for her help, that we trust in her protection, and that we love her. And knowing that she's looking at us, she would be sad if you start committing sins like disobedience and being in a revolution in your house, no? She's sad. She suffers seeing us committing sins. This is why we must love Mary, to have mercy upon her, because she has mercy upon us, to work together with Mary, and to try to please her, you know, and all that she wants from us, to try to pray for all, for everybody, because she wants all her children to be saved. So you have to be helping out. I want you to helping out always, the others, always. And to flee from sin, especially. Flee from sin and help out always the others. Through obedience, especially, you will be pleasing Mary. Yes, this is what I want you to do and you to do. I will not extend more because you have already been fulfilling your attention, very good attention about this. You have enough to think about, but just remember that Mary is with you and you have to pray to her, and she's with you always, and she will solve all problems. You only pray to her, ask her your help. You want help from her constantly. Especially your rosary. You pray your rosary well. Okay, we continue. Ask Sanferino in this mass that he will also help us to be saints like he was. My Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.